Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. We had to play a couple of public service announcements there and also promote some of the shows that are here in CJSF, which you are listening to, 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. The campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We're here with Dr. Cumbia. Today is Doctor's Night.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, trying to solve a lot of doctors and prescription stuff.
Exactly. We're yes. trying to make the human race better. So we're doing a lot of thinking and prescriptions and analysis, and it's just amazing. We just listened to Stereolab. They are from England and France. We listened to Cybele's Reverie, one of my favorite songs. This is from their 1996 album Emperor Tomato Ketchup. And they also were here in Vancouver a couple of months ago. Great show. They were at the Vogue. Great, great show. Then before that, we listened to the legendary Nina Hagen and the Wild Romance. She's from Germany. And we listened to the song Hermann Is High. Hermann Is High, exactly. And this is from the Cha-Cha soundtrack from 1996. And we started the set with Stoa. They are also from Germany. And we listened to the song I Wish You Could Smile, which is part of their 2002 album Zal, Z-A-L. All right, and as promised, we have a couple of happenings, of shows happening these coming weeks. If you like tributes, Strange Love, which is a Depeche Mode tribute, is playing at the Rickshaw on February 6th and 7th. On February 13th, there's a Wrestlecore event happening. If you like metal, the Coroner is playing on February 14th with Heathen and Solicitor. Then on
it's a good place to take your date.
Exactly. I was about to say that, yes. Yeah. What better place to go and listen to some metal on February 14th. Then on February 19th, also at the Rickshaw, we have Sweet Pill, Winona Forever, and Buddy. Then, what else? February 20th, Rich Hope with Junkie Boongag and Runner. on February 27th, Chasing Abby. On March 5th, Tori Cole, in parentheses, Dead Moon and her band, along with The Vicious Cycles, and as mentioned, on March 6th, Los Amigos Invisibles. All of this happening at the Rickshaw. And I guess the traditional punk extravaganza, March 13 and 14, with the Dreadnoughts, is happening on those dates. Highly recommended events. And on the 13th, they are playing with Los Furios and Space Chimp. And on the 14th, they are playing with Balkan Schmalkan and the Dirty Artichokes. Like I said, highly recommended shows I've been attending for the last 3 years or 4 years, and it's always a pleasure to watch Marco play and to just enjoy the drunken Irish experience. Then what else on there's a couple of metal shows coming up. So Savage Master, High Spirits, Oxygen Destroyer at the Astoria Pop on February 9th. On the 13th, on the 13th, at the Cobalt, you have Ian's 50th Years of Boss. Then on the Astoria, you have Hoaxed, Sorcia, and Cultobar. We mentioned already the Coroner on February 14th. What else? We have on March 1st, Ophelia Falling, Eva X, Valley of Despair, Etheria. This at the Cobalt on March 1st. And on March 7th at the Astoria, Four Stroke Baron, Not, Gorgium Chaos. And then on the 8th at the Cobalt, Final Gasp with Blood Rhine. There you go. You have a couple of shows that you have been advised about. And for now, let's continue with the music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
güey. Nosotros dormidos, de repente llega un oficial. Bájense, que pues, yo pensé tipo de que nos van a sellar un pasaporte, tipo en pijamas, un abrigucho, 100 grados bajo cero, Toronto, Canadá, así en invierno.
Oui, je suis né ici, sur la planète Terre. Les hommes sont pressés, les hommes sont sincères. Certains ont de l'espace, si on a d'autres qui se servent. Certains sont amoureux, d'autres si solitaires. Certains s'envolent au vent, d'autres creusent la terre. Il y a les partisans, il y a les réfractaires. Il y a ceux qui font la paix, il y a ceux qui font la guerre. Qui veulent entrer dans l'histoire, entrer dans la lumière. Mais la plupart voudraient juste sortir de l'ordinaire. Je suis venu au monde sur une énorme sphère. Né ici, sur la planète Terre. Certains sont délicieux, d'autres de vrais bulldozers. Certains sont silencieux, d'autres de vrais commères. Certains sont avec eux-mêmes, heureux et se tolèrent. Mais la plupart voudraient juste sortir de l'ordinaire. Venu au monde sur une énorme sphère. Oui, je suis né ici, sur la planète Terre. Des élégants quand d'autres font des commentaires. Il y a ceux qui sont entiers, les autres sur les nerfs. Qui veulent entrer dans l'histoire, entrer dans la lumière. La plupart voudraient juste sortir de l'ordinaire.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from traditional, ancient, and unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University.
What was that cough?
The cough was, my throat was a little dry. Okay. So I need to hold on.
Exactly, a little bit of fluid.
I need to refresh it, yeah.
A little bit of fluid going down. Mm-hmm. Okay, there. Are you good now?
Refreshed.
Yes, all right.
H2O is so good for you. Like,
exactly.
Your body always...
Always needs it.
Thanks you. Yeah. Needs it, yeah, please.
We're 80% made out of that.
Exactly. The planet is 80% water. Like, that's, you know, that's not a coincidence. That's by design.
Yeah.
Remember the doctors were, you know, discussing. So this is some of the items that Dr. Kumbia...
Drink water, but not rainwater.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
Or at least boil it first.
Yes,
and then you can have rainwater.
Exactly, yes. We don't want acid rain going into your system.
No, that acid is not good for you.
No, the other one, yes. The other one
might be.
It might be, yeah.
But the rain one, no. We just listened to Louis Attack from France. We listened to the song Sortie de l'Ordinaire. Which is part of their 2022 album Planète Terre, Planet Earth. Before that, we listened to Plastilina Mosh from Monterrey, Mexico. And we listened to the song Let You Know, which is part of their 2008 album All You Need Is Mosh. And before that, we started the set with Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela with their song Arepa 3000. I've always thought that this title was amazing. The song is called Arepa 3000, and this is from their 1999 album, Arepa 3000, A Venezuelan Journey into Space.
That's nice.
that is awesome. So for those
they
of you...
They traveling in Arepa to the space?
I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure the spaceship, it's either a replica... Or it is an actual
arepa.
Giant arepa, exactly. Arepa. So for those beautiful listeners that do not know what an arepa is, well, hopefully you have been to some Latin country in your beautiful travels, and it's kind of a
fat tortilla.
It's kind of a, yes. Yeah, so you get the same dough as... from corn, although the arepa one is a slightly different corn, but it's corn nonetheless. And you kind of make like a little dough, if you wish. You make a little dough, and then so when you start pressing it to make it thinner, you don't go as thin as you would with a tortilla.
Exactly.
But you go like 5 or 6 times the thickness of a tortilla. So...
small round.
Correct. It's like a big coin.
They serve it with your meal, a little one.
Yeah, you can. I mean, some meal. You know, there's besides Venezuela, I think there's arepas also in Colombia.
If you ask the Colombians, they invented the arepa.
Oh, I see.
Not the Venezuelans.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna say that you can find them in both beautiful countries, mm-hmm. Colombia and Venezuela, Venezuela and Colombia. But I was just gonna say, in some countries, you could put, you know, like scrambled eggs or meat or whatever, like inside the arepa,
like a pupusa,
exactly. Okay. Or in some other countries, it's on top. In some, you know, some other might be on the side. So it's
okay.
Usually is, but the difference is that you first bake the arepa, and then you serve it. You cut it right there, and then you put whatever you want inside. Until then, you know, okay. The pupusa is done beforehand.
Exactly. Yes.
Maybe in other servings or regions, it's also done beforehand. The traditional Venezuelan way is you do it like right there. Like
right there.
You cut it open once it's cooked, or yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you haven't tried them, highly recommend it. They are delicious. And it's corn, but I can't remember the flour is slightly different than from, you know, the corn you will make. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, like Mexican tortillas, so the the corn is a little different. Anyway, so that's our beautiful scientific explanation of what an arepa is and why I think it's extremely funny that they use an arepa to
fly into space.
To travel, yeah, to mm-hmm. potentially travel into space.
You can eat it along the way so you don't starve you.
And I wouldn't, exactly. Exactly. By the time you get to Mars or Saturn, you're already eaten. You're eaten the ship and now you have to build a new one. Or you bring another one inside.
Yes.
So you can come back. It's like
you can bring a tortilla on the way back.
It's like a return ticket, exactly. Yeah, because many tortillas can fit in an arepa, so there you go.
Exactly.
I don't know why we are not teaching, you know, physics and all these kinds of things in the university. I do not understand. Yes. It's so logical. The next logical step.
But the world is not logical, though.
No.
No, it's not.
I was going to say man or not, but yeah, the world is not. Anyway, well, this is good. Good times.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to go to more music. This chat was very good. Yeah, I didn't want to do like, you know, just music.
Educate people as well.
Exactly.
We want you to learn something every day.
We want to. Yeah, we need to improve and you can learn something every day. That's the beauty of one of the beauties of life, to be able to learn something new.
I wonder if our friend Chavez is having arepas right now in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? Mm-hmm. Brooklyn?
Yeah, that's where they're keeping him, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Maduro?
Oh,
Chavez is Chavez in heaven is exactly. Or whatever. Yes. Hell, whatever, somewhere.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, I was like, Chavez? Chavez is long gone. He's long gone, Dr. Cumbia.
He's not in Brooklyn anymore.
maybe that's how they call it. That section of
that
heaven.
Section of
it's
heaven.
Called, you know,
Brooklyn
heaven. Yes, maybe that's the way they have him. Yes, we don't know. Anyway. Okay, well, let us bring you more happy music to your beautiful Sunday soundtrack. And we'll be right back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Can you put some music more that talks about
yes,
some food?
More fulfilling music. Yeah. Of course, happy and fulfilling. Got it. Let's do that.